Hello, I'm Ursula James. I'm a hypnotherapist and author and patron of Anxiety UK. Welcome to HypnoSOS, short hypnosis sessions to help you get through the day. There are lots to choose from with different subjects from stress management, reducing anxiety, better sleep, and many more. Each episode is around 15 minutes long, containing relaxation and lots of positive but different suggestions each week. If you haven't listened before, please take note of the following instructions. If not, you can skip forward to the chimes where the session will begin. Find a time and a place where you can be as undisturbed as possible. You can sit down or lie down, it really doesn't matter which, as long as you can be comfortable. Use headphones. It really does improve the experience. If anyone or anything disturbs you while you are listening, you'll deal with it. Close your eyes again, take three deep breaths, and you can continue from where you left off. It is important for you to know that you are and you remain in control throughout the session, and that you do not do anything else while listening to the hypnosis, especially not driving. Finally, you can learn more about me, MP3s I offer on different subjects from phobias through smoking to anxiety and weight loss, on my website. You'll also find my books, and there's access to a free online self-hypnosis course there. Just go to ursulajames.com. And if you have any suggestions for future sessions, make sure to put them in your review. Thank you. Time now to relax and enjoy this week's episode of HypnoSOS. In this week's HypnoSOS, I'm going to concentrate on helping you get focused, confident, and motivated. So, you know the way. Sit down or lie down. It really doesn't matter, as long as you can be comfortable. Close your eyes if you haven't already. And take three deep breaths. Deep, relaxing breaths that will help you to begin to and continue to move your focus inward, away from the world around you and any stresses or strains that might be there. Moving in to your inner world. A space where you can and you will be able to take control. A space where you can protect yourself and feel safe. A space where you can be comfortable to think clearly and to allow yourself to dream, to play with ideas. But for the moment, there's only one thing you need to do, and that is breathe. You can breathe consciously, aware of your chest rising and falling. You can become aware of taking in and letting go naturally and easily. Through your breath, every waking moment, you take in that which you need from your surroundings and you let go of that which no longer has a place. And in these moments, these few moments that you're taking for yourself, you can do the same with your thoughts. Take in that which you need and want, and let go of that which has no place, which no longer serves you, And the wonderful thing about this process is it is all unconscious, so there is no need at all to be aware of these thoughts, what shape or form they might have. In fact, the sound of your inner voice, if you're aware of it, can and will very soon become completely unconscious. Just as in your sleep and in your dream. And there's no need to sink too hard, if at all. You can just be, in this moment. For by continuing to pay attention to your breath and a process which itself is unconscious, you can, if you wish, start to link those thoughts that you no longer want to your out-breath and let them go. You can also link that which you want and need from around you and bring it within you on your in-breath. And all the while you go deeper still, into these moments of peace, of calm, of tranquility. But above all, these are moments of control. Moments when your conscious and unconscious processes can communicate with each other to help you to create, to define, and to refine processes and strategies that will help you move forward. For there is a truth that every one of us already knows what we need to do in order to make the changes that we want. And sometimes it is that we don't have the confidence. Sometimes we don't have the motivation. Sometimes we don't have the focus. But with focus, motivation, and confidence, we can do anything. We can make the changes that we want in our world. And your unconscious mind has access to all of the times when you have been focused, motivated, and confident. And in this state of peace, in this state of tranquility, your unconscious mind will give access to your conscious awareness and help you to work as one, consciously and unconsciously, no longer self-sabotaging, but helping you to move forward, to create strategies and routines, patterns and habits that will really help you to change and to maintain that change and to understand that change is a process. There are goals. There are benchmarks along the way, but change and the ability to embrace it, to be ready for it, to be excited by it, comes in being as focused and motivated and confident as you can possibly be at that time. So allow yourself the time now. Give your unconscious mind permission to find the times of confidence, focus and motivation from your past. Gather them all together and hand them to you consciously so that over the next few days, few weeks, few months, you start to feel these things in your daily life. Feeling more confident about what you can achieve. Feeling more motivated to take the steps you need to make the change happen. Feeling more focused, less distracted, because you're seeing results. So whatever it is you choose to do, your mind will select that which is the best way for you, just you, no one else, to do this. It's your secret between you and your unconscious mind. And you will find that as the days and the weeks and the months go by, you even forget that you're being so confident and focused and motivated because it's just you now. And that thought alone can make you smile, help you to feel stronger, better, more optimistic too, better than you felt in a long, long while. So take a moment to reflect. You are strong. You have control. And in a few moments in time, you'll hear me count from 1 to 10, and at the count of 8, your eyes will naturally and easily open. And at the count of 10, you'll be fully wide awake, all normal, healthy, and appropriate sensations and responses back with you, and you will feel good, better, stronger, more motivated, more focused, more confident too. So, ready, time to bring all those feelings back. 1, 2, 3, more aware. 4, 5, 6, more alert. 7, 8, eyes open if you haven't already. 9 and 10, have a good stretch. Welcome back. And as always, I'm going to ask you for a favor. Please rate, review, and share. It makes a huge amount of difference to me, and it's always lovely to hear from listeners.